And now to Niagara Falls, New York, where Jed Carver is a volunteer bartender at the Cadilly Post of the American Legion. Mr. Carver, I take it that's near the Niagara Mohawk Power Plant that's the focus of so much attention tonight?
Yes, it's not too far. It's maybe a couple miles from there.
And do you have power?
Yes, we do.
You do?
Yes, all down, up and down Pine Avenue. And the business district here has got power.
Well, what are you hearing about what the possible cause of this outage would be? I bet there are a lot of stories flying around there right now.
I've heard terrorists. I've heard lightning storms. I've heard computer glitching, transformers burning up. And that's about it. It's a big topic up here.
I can imagine. Well, there's no indication that it was, in fact, terrorism, as you mentioned, but lightning does seem to be a possibility. Have there been lightning storms today that you noticed?
None. I've asked quite a few of my customers, and they haven't seen anything. And we have no rain. We got it all last week.
Uh-huh.
But right now, like I said, there was no lightning around here.
Right. And there are a number of towns, I take it, in that area. Even though you have power, there are a number of towns nearby that don't. Are you getting refugees from those towns coming into the bar?
I wish they would hurry up and get down here.
Where are they?
They're all at home trying to beat the heat. And, you know, because like town of Niagara, most of that's out of power.
It is.
Right. That's where I live. And that's about 3 miles from here.
Now, are you going to go home?
As soon as closing's over with, at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, well, Mr. Carver, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Jed Carver is a bartender at the Cadilly Post of the American Legion in Niagara Falls, New York.